Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is on the MIC. Amen. On tonight, we want to welcome everybody who called in, everybody who has tuned in to the number one prayer line in the world, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. And like I said, I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Later on in the broadcast, my brother in Christ will be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word in the Lord. I'm talking about none other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry, representing the West Coast, Long Beach, California, is most definitely in the house. And those of you know, I'm representing H-Town, baby. We are most definitely in the building on today. Praise God on today. Let's go to the throne of grace. We're going to get this Holy Ghost party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move us, that your Holy Spirit guide us, that your Holy Spirit lead us on tonight. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, just for you being you, and that's God all by yourself. Manifest yourself in a mighty way on today. Lord, we want to hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to hear your voice on tonight, speaking through your willing vessels on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, touch those who are on the way, on the line. Lord, touch those who are listening on the airwaves. Touch those who are listening to the recording. Touch those on YouTube, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God on tonight. And amen. We want to thank God for everybody out there that is called in, everybody that is tuned in. This is the number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. I'm your host, the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost, and my brother, amen, over there in Long Beach, California, Apostle Elder Nate Curry. We'll be coming forth later on in our broadcast, delivering a word from the Lord on tonight. Those of you on YouTube, those of you out there on Blog Talk Radio listening in, we invite you to call into the service on tonight. We want you to be a part of what's going down, hallelujah, on the main line. Praise God on tonight. In case you didn't know, this is the main line. See, y'all may not get it because y'all ain't old enough. Them old folks used to sing a song that Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight, this is the main line and Jesus is here. You to tell them what you want on tonight. Glory to God. So we invite you to call the numbers on your screen on tonight. Call either 516-666-9967. Praise God and be a part of the service. If that number doesn't work, we have a backup number for you. That number is 848-220-3100. And that access code is 299-299. That's 299-299. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you can't get in on the 516, hit us up on the 848. We want you to call in. We want to hear your testimonies. Praise God. We want to put them on the altar on tonight. We want to put them on the throne of grace. We want to touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. That's what we call it. We call it touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. Because Yahshua, Jesus, the word of God tells us, hallelujah, that when two or more come together on anything in the earth, touching and agreeing, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. That scripture goes on to tell us that whatever we unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Hallelujah. So what we are doing is combining the power of prayer with the power of numbers. And the Bible says when we do those two things, God moves. How he unleashes it in heaven when we unleash it on earth, when we touch and agree on that thing. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you a little time to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hit that number on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you on YouTube, amen, I suggest you hit that 848-220-3100 access code 299-299. Glory to God on tonight. I hope you're ready to have a blessed time in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know, as he always does, that God is getting ready to come forth with a dynamic message through my brother, the apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 100. Give you time to call in. Hit those numbers on your screen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, with Psalms 100, reading out of the King James Version, the old King James. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his holy word on tonight. We are on verse 3 on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I always say, the people that translated the Bible, praise God, with some of our literary authors such as Shakespeare, praise God, hallelujah, and they were trying to be poetic in their translation of the Bible, praise God, hallelujah, amen, plus with that mid-English language that they were speaking at the time, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. He's saying, amen, know ye that the Lord, he is God. You need to know that the Lord is God. You need to know this. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to know this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You might say, well, I know. I know that the Lord is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if we know that the Lord is God, the question then becomes, is he in the proper place? Hallelujah. In our lives. Because that's how he knows that we know. See, he said in his word that many serve me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what he's saying is you're saying with your mouth that the Lord is God. You're saying with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You're saying all these things with your mouth. You're saying all these things with your lips. You're giving God lip service. But God is now asking us, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you doing it with your heart? Am I in first place? Let me read a little further. Maybe you'll get it. Hallelujah. He said, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Glory to God. Let me stop again. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. See, we got this thing going on right now how we self-made. I'm self-made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These millionaires and billionaires running around with all this money talking about they self-made. Hallelujah. Millionaires. I heard Jay-Z. Jay-Z was on a record. He said he was self-made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us it's he who has made us. Oh, glory to God. Well, Elder, they're not talking about being created. Hallelujah. They're talking about what they've accomplished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't they realize that they have not accomplished nothing if it had not been for God? See, the only reason why you got anything that you got is because of God. It is he who made us. So let me put it this way. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you to be prophet over the nations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before you were in your mother's belly, before I formed you in your mother's belly, glory to God. See, we think that we were so smart. Some of us think that we're so cute. Glory to God. Some of us, we just got a cold mouthpiece on us. I'm just cold with it. Glory to God. I just got that good game. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God say, no, you need to check yourself. Glory to God. Before you wreck yourself, I made you who you are. Glory to God. Jesus told it like this. He looked Pilate in his face. Pilate said, I have the power to decide whether you live or whether you die. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pilate, hallelujah. And Jesus looked back in Pilate and said, the only power you have is the power that my Father gave you. Everybody that has any kind of position or power, I don't care if you're just the manager of a fast food restaurant. I don't care if you're a security guard. Whatever kind of power you got, God is the one that gave it to you. It wasn't because you were so strong. It wasn't because you were so smart. It wasn't because you were so cute. It wasn't because your mouthpiece was so cold. It's because God ordained it before the foundations of the world. It is he who has made us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, made us. God made you. God made me. We wouldn't be where we were if it had not been for God. You can go back and look and say, I did this. I was so smart. I accomplished this goal. I accomplished that goal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These were goals, glory to God, that God helped you accomplish. You did not do it on your own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Even the rappers, hallelujah, amen, when they accept their awards at the awards show, hallelujah, they say they put God first. Even the rappers say that, glory to God. I put God first. Hallelujah. We may not agree with their lifestyle. We may not agree with their music. Glory to God. But they saying if it had not been for God, I wouldn't have nothing. I'd still be in the ghetto, glory to God. But God, hallelujah, Praise God. See, that's why David is telling us we need to know that the Lord is God, because some of us have made ourselves God over our own lives, because I did this, I did that. I'm so smart. I'm so pretty. I'm so tall, dark, and handsome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't that cute, the Lord says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's pretty people that's homeless. It's handsome brothers that's homeless. It's smart people that's homeless. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If it had not been for me, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord, that's what the song say. If it had not been for the Lord by my side, glory to God. Let's finish the scripture. He says, we are his people. I got to stop. It's a comma. So I got to pause. He says, we are his people. That shows ownership. That means we belong to him. See, some of us got it twisted. Glory to God. Some of us think God belongs to us. No. See, we belong to God. We are to do, see the owner. The owner gives the command. The owner decides, hallelujah, the fate of the creation. Praise God, hallelujah. We are his people. He's not our personal genie, so we can rub him and tell him we love him and give him some praise, and he can manifest a brand new car in the driveway. Hallelujah. No, he is our God. Hallelujah, praise God. We are to follow what he tells us to do. We say we love him. He said, well, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Glory to God. If you love me, you would keep my commandments. Hallelujah, praise God. So we are to do what he tells us to do, not what we want him to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me finish the verse. And it says, and the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. You don't realize how deep that is. We are the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. You got to understand the sheep graze in the pasture. The sheep eat in the pasture. The sheep sleep. Hallelujah. In the pasture. Hallelujah. Amen. Your house, hallelujah, is the pasture. Your yard is the pasture. Glory to God. So you thought that house belonged to you. You thought that apartment was yours. You thought all these possessions you had was yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God says, this all belongs to me. You are my sheep. This is my pasture. I just allow you to graze in it. Glory to God. Well, Elder, everything I got, I worked for. All this belonged to me. I got the paperwork. Glory to God. Well, if you were to die today, hallelujah, how much of that stuff could you take with you? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the truth. When you die, you ain't going with nothing but the clothes on your back. Oh, y'all ain't understand. That's all you, somebody else getting the rest of them clothes in your closet. Somebody else going to be driving that car. Hallelujah. Somebody else going to be living in that house. Somebody going to be sleeping in that bed right next to your spouse. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If it was yours, you could take it with you. Hallelujah. But ain't no U-Hauls in the funeral pension. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to understand, no matter what's going on, all this belongs. He said, the earth and the fullness of belongs to me. I don't care how you take it and shape it and manipulate it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You done turn that gold and that diamond into a ring. Hallelujah. That's still mine. I don't care if it is on your finger. The earth and the fullness of belongs to me. The house you live in belongs to me. The bed you sleep in belongs to me. The clothes you wear belongs to me. All of this is mine. And until some of us begin to put God in his proper place, until we begin to look at him in proper perspective, glory to God, we will never receive the full blessing that God has for us, because we still trying to be in charge. Hallelujah. Yes. It's men running around talking about they want to be head of the household. God is supposed to be head of the household. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes. You want to be in control. Yes. God is supposed to be the one in control.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You want your wife to listen to you, but you won't even listen to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. So as we come, get ready to come before the throne of grace, let me check the phone line. Hallelujah. As we get ready to come before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's come knowing and come putting God in his proper place. We are putting God first on tonight. Hallelujah. He is God. He made us. We are his. We are to do as he tells us to do, not the other way around on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open. If there be one tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. Go ahead and call in if you're on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Get in. Hallelujah. On this touching and agreeing on tonight. The phone lines are open. If there'll be one, hallelujah, now would be the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any testimonies or any prayer requests? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Because God is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be magnified. We just need to make sure that we are putting God first. Hallelujah. We need to make sure, hallelujah, that he is our covering. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell single women all the time, you say you're looking for a good man. Well, you need to make sure that good man is looking for a good man. Oh, I didn't catch it. Hallelujah. This ain't no funny stuff. Hallelujah. No homo. But if you looking for a good man and he ain't looking for Christ. Hey, oh my God. If you looking for a man, hallelujah, but he ain't looking for the word. If he ain't looking for righteousness, praise God, then you ain't found no good man. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that the head of the woman is the man, hallelujah, but the head of the man is Christ. I'm looking for a good head, Elder. I'm looking for a good man. I'm looking for somebody, amen, hallelujah, that know how to treat me. I'm looking for somebody, hallelujah, amen, that know how to put me in my place. I'm looking for somebody that know how to, hallelujah, take control. But you need to look for somebody that know how to submit. Not submit to you, but somebody that knows how to submit to a higher power. Somebody that knows how to submit to God. Somebody that knows how to submit to Jesus. Somebody that knows how to submit to Yahshua, glory to God. Because if they haven't submitted to God, hallelujah, amen, you under the devil's control. I'm looking for a man to lead me. He going to lead you straight to hell if he ain't following Jesus. I don't care how much money he make. I don't care how handsome he is, praise God. And I don't care how good he treats you. If he ain't following Jesus, amen, you're going to live a good life here, and you're going to go straight to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we got to put God first. Hallelujah. He is God. Some of us want to make our spouses God. But he is God. Some of us want to make, hallelujah, us God. But he is God. He is in control. He is the one on the throne. Hallelujah. And we need to give him the respect, hallelujah, that he is owed. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God for each and every person that's called in on tonight. Everybody that's tuned in on tonight, if you don't know, this is the number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. It is a pleasure, amen, to be your host on tonight. Glory to God. And later on in our broadcast, in just a few minutes, Hallelujah. My brother from another mother over there, praise God, on the West Coast. See, I'm down here, amen, on the dirty South, down here in Texas. But over there in California on the West Coast, my brother in Christ, amen, praise God, Apostle Eldon A. Curry is getting ready, hallelujah, to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. So I hope you got some spiritual vibes on tonight. It might get the lens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to give the man of God a proper introduction. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to hear a selection, and then we are going to be in the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace right now, Lord, to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for our life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for you being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, there is none like you. There is none before you. There won't be one after you. Hallelujah. None besides you. And, Lord, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We just come to praise you. We come to thank you. We come to lift your name up. You said in your word that if we lift you up, Lord, that you would draw us up unto you. So right now, Lord, we lift you up. Right now, Lord, we praise you. Right now, Lord, we magnify you. Right now, Lord, we want you to know and love you. We appreciate you. Each and everything that you've done for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for making those crooked paths straight. Thank you, Lord, for guiding our steps and leading us. Thank you, Lord, for setting us aside to do your work. Hallelujah, Lord. And, Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. And thank us for loving us when we didn't love you. Hallelujah. And once again, Lord, we appreciate you. We magnify you. We ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. We ask that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Allow the anointing to flow freely from his lips on tonight, as it always does. Hallelujah. Strengthen him as he gets ready to bring forth your word. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop in our heart. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, God is truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy to be magnified. He is truly worthy to be lifted up. Glory to God. And if you, hallelujah, want to hear a word from the Lord on tonight, you have called the right number. You have tuned into the right radio station. You have tuned into the right YouTube channel tonight. Hallelujah. Because getting ready to come forth, hallelujah, in just a few minutes and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. It's my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, amen, which is based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house all tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than the pastor, hallelujah, amen, your friend and mine, my brother in Christ, hallelujah, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, will be coming forth and bringing forth the dynamic word from the Lord. Immediately, hallelujah, following this next election, we will be in the hands of the man of God. How many of you know that my God, hallelujah, is truly
my God is God.
Somebody lift your hand. world is full of iconic figures. The people praise them, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like cracks and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food, it's all official, nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crown, saying, Thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
He's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice and testify.
Evening, praise God, hallelujah. We're still waiting on the apostle. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. But don't worry, we all we got to do is ask the Lord, hallelujah, amen, to deliver us.
He leads me beside still waters, he restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right, and sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. Has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord,
okay.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me.
a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Everywhere. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, this is our Exodus. Somebody is about to deliver us. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it is so good to hear everyone. Amen. Definitely keep the man of God in prayer. Amen. But God is doing some great things. Somebody say great things. Hallelujah.
Great things.
Amen. Blessings, blessings, peace and blessings to you. Amen. Peaces and blessings to you. Amen. Amen. I just need y'all to give God a praise right now. Wherever you are right now, just give God a shout. Amen. To let the devil know, amen, that we believe the report of the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. In spite of, amen. Because of, it's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. How many of you know it's going to be all right tonight?
Yeah. It's going to be all right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, I just know God is up to something. Whenever the devil start messing, God got a blessing. Come on here, somebody. Whenever the devil start messing, God got a blessing. Come on here, somebody.
God got a blessing. Come on. I shout out my side out by sea. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we got to be each other's crutch right now, glory to God, because I just hear that song, Lean on Me. Hallelujah. When you are not strong, I'll be your friend.
Yes.
And I help you carry on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Giving honor to God tonight. Giving honor to my dear brother. Amen.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen. I praise God for him on tonight. Amen. And to everyone that's listening at the sound of my voice tonight, I speak peace. Peace and blessings to you tonight. Amen. I'm trying to get a little E4 calmed down. comment on tonight. I guarantee I won't be before you alone tonight, but I just want to touch your spirit with something tonight right quick that the Lord dropped in my spirit tonight. Can anybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen. This going to be so quick tonight, amen. If you blink, you might miss it, Lord of God. But it's going to be powerful. Amen. Somebody find me the Lord's Prayer. I believe that's in Matthew 6. And the part I want to look at is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's the part I want to look at tonight. Lead us not into temptation,
Matthew
but deliver
6 and 13.
Us. 6 and 13, read it for me, man of God, right quick. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Out of the old King James, it reads,
Give me that old King James.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Okay. What I want to talk about tonight very briefly and very shortly is deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. Now, before we can go into the deliver me from evil part, we first have to deal with the temptation part.
Come on.
Because one of the names of the enemy is called the tempter. Hold on.
I need y'all in the room because I'm on the broadcast. Go in the room and quiet down.
Amen.
I deal with it after the broadcast.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, can everybody hear me still?
Amen.
Amen. And so, honestly, what the Lord helped me to understand was this. He said, once I deliver you from evil, then you don't have to worry about the tempter no more. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because the enemy can only hit us with temptation if we are still being tempted by the evil one. See, it's the spirit of evil that allows temptation to come. Because I have been wondering all this time why Yahshua prayed the way he prayed about the Father not leading him into temptation, but deliver him from evil. Because if he deliver us from evil, we ain't got to worry about temptation because the enemy has nothing to tempt us with. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I believe he's going to allow me to pull this one out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God is saying in this hour, he said, I have delivered you from evil. That's why the tempter can't tempt you. I don't know who all the Holy Ghost is talking to tonight, but God is saying, walk in the liberty wherein I have delivered you. Mm-hmm. Walk in it. So because I'm delivered from evil, that means that it makes my fight easier to walk with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that we're in the last and evil days? Notice it say evil days.
Yeah.
So the enemy has turned up the evil. But it, when I get delivered from evil, I don't have to worry about temptation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I was praying that. I said, Lord, I said, what you want me to say tonight? He said, just pray the prayer and thank me for delivering you from evil. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why your fight ain't like other people's fight, even though you in a fight, but it make it more easier because you've been delivered from evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when you've been delivered from evil, it makes it better. Come on here, somebody. Now I ain't got to worry about the devil's schemes and tactics. Why? Because I've been delivered from evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the more I praise him and the more I worship him and the more I obey him, amen, the more submissive I become to God. Come on here, somebody. And then I can truly thank the Lord for delivering me from evil. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We ask the Lord to deliver us from a lot of things, but how many of us really ask the Lord to deliver us from evil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I would do good, evil. Oh, come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Glory to God, but...
Amen.
See, once I get delivered from evil, I'm not worried about nothing else because now I'm free. Come on here, somebody. Well, Apostle, what is exactly evil? Evil is anything that go against the nature and character of our God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm getting delivered every day from the spirit of evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's why my character is different. That's why my nature is different, because I'm finding myself acting more like God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then Yahshua prayed and he said, but to thine be the kingdom. And so the Lord let me know that the enemy is trying to steal the kingdom. And the power and the glory. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm fully persuaded, beloved, that God is doing something greater in us than even we can realize within ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Because the more I realize that I'm delivered from evil, the more I can cling to the good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said, when I would do good. Amen. Every time I would do the right thing, evil is always there to try to oppress me and block me. But how many of you know that when you realize that you've been delivered from evil, amen, and that you ain't got to do evil, that you ain't got to be associated with evil, amen, that'll put you in a good place with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking God tonight, amen, that he not lead me into temptation, amen, because I can't be tempted if I'm delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't be tempted and delivered at the same time. Come on here, somebody. Amen. If he done delivered me from evil, then I'm not tempted to do evil. Hallelujah. I wish somebody help me praise him while I got a little strength. Glory to God. But I tell somebody, say, God gonna turn it around for you. God gonna turn this thing around. Hallelujah. And what the enemy meant for bad, God going to shift it. Amen. And it's going to work for your good. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, walk in the deliverance that God has placed in your life. Hallelujah. And he didn't deliver you from evil to be tempted by evil. Come on, hear somebody. He didn't save you from evil to go back to evil. He saved you from evil so you could serve and worship him with all your heart. Come on here, somebody. He saved us from evil so we wouldn't have to be worried about being a slave to evil. Tell somebody, say, I'm a slave to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm a slave only to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If I'm going to be a slave, let me be a slave to the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he delivered me from evil. Come on here, somebody. He delivered us from evil so we could have the nature of him. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
People are caught up in the evil right now, beloved. Amen. There's an evil spirit in the land. There's an evil spirit in folks. Come on here, somebody. But I've learned, beloved, that when you trust and you rely on the Holy Ghost, amen, and the power of the Most High God, he says, I have delivered you from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Tell somebody, say, it all belongs to him. Come on here, somebody. It all belongs to him, beloved.
It all belongs to him.
The kingdom belongs to him. The power belongs to him. The glory belong to him. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight. We thank him on tonight because he has delivered us from evil. Amen. We thank him on tonight because we can no longer be tempted by the enemy. But most of all, we thank him on tonight because he loved us enough. Glory to God, that he gave us his very best. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God for us to realize that the kingdom belonged to him, the power belonged to him, and the glory belonged to him. So if all that belonged to him, guess what? Amen. We belong to him. And because we belong to him, amen, the enemy cannot hurt or harm us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I'll be done quick tonight. Beloved, I'm done. Hallelujah. I'm finishing the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you tonight when we give you praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if there's any comments or amen, hallelujah, any words of encouragement, any questions. I'm leaving the floor open for that. Amen. But I just want to let you know that who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And if the Lord set you free, then who can say that you're not? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
How many know that the Lord has the final authority? How many know that the Lord has the only authority that really counts at the end of the day? Because everybody got an opinion, but it's only God's word that's going to stand. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Deliver us from evil. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So everybody's mind and heart is clear. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Amen. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Deliver me. Praise God. Hallelujah from evil. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. That's a prayer we don't always pray. Deliver me from evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Evil is everywhere, but we're not asking to be delivered from it. Amen. We're trying to personally avoid it ourselves when we should be asking God. Hallelujah. If we ask God, hallelujah, amen, that's less work for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You trying to avoid situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you ask God, hallelujah, amen, that's asking him to guide your steps. Lead me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not into temptation, but deliver me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We need to ask the Lord to deliver us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like the song say, deliver me. Hallelujah. So we always asking God, deliver me from the enemy. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy is the inner me. The enemy inside of me, myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes I got to ask Lord, deliver me from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I can be my own worst enemy, Lord. I need to be delivered, hallelujah, from the evil that is in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a lot of preachers won't tell you it's a little evil in us. Glory to God. And we got to ask God to deliver it from us. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't the only one saw her when she walked in the church that day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got eyes too. Glory to God. I got to say, God, deliver me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time you hear somebody say, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Amen. You don't know what they saw. They caught their eye and they got to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let my eyes get me in trouble today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deliver me from evil. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Deliver me from evil. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth that word. We got to make sure, amen, that we are praying correctly. We got to include that in our daily prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. That he lead us and guide us in the right direction. Hallelujah. Amen. Not into temptation. But deliver me from evil. Glory to God on today. We thank God. Hallelujah for the man of God. Amen. Those of you, amen, that are with the ministry, amen. Make sure you, if you ain't got your seed in the ground, make sure you get it in the ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once you get it in the ground, God going to do the watering. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you're going to produce the harvest. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything God is doing. Amen. Praise God. God is blessing us, y'all. Hallelujah. This is a blessing season. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got something in your hands, you need to put it down because God finna put something else in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout out to the Most High.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know about
that.
You,
hallelujah,
but I'm ready. I'm ready for my blessing.
Amen.
Glory to God. I am receptive for my blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for the overflow. Hallelujah. It's time for the overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God say, I done opened up the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. I'm pouring out a blessing. Glory to God, and you ain't going to have room enough to receive that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about David. David say, hallelujah. He anointed my head with oil, and my cup, it wasn't just full. Hallelujah. He say, my cup runneth over. Ah, shout out. Oh, glory to God. My cup runs over. God say the cup is getting ready to run over in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm ready for mine. Glory to God. I hope you're ready for yours. Glory to God. Somebody need to get some rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. You need to get some rest now. Hallelujah. Quit waiting up, waiting on the blessing. Rest knowing that the blessing is on the way. He said it again. Quit waiting up, waiting on the blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you need
Hallelujah.
To go to sleep. You need to rest knowing that the blessing
yes,
is on the way.
Amen.
Glory
yes, Lord,
to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to
you, God.
We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Deliver me from evil on tonight. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And amen. We'll be back tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the number one prayer line in the world. Praise God. If you on YouTube, you need to call in and get in on this. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you on Blog Talk Radio, you need to call in. Hallelujah. And get in on this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is moving. Hallelujah. Right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God. And we try to... I'm going to say it like this. We could be greedy. Hallelujah. Praise
mm.
God.
Mm.
Amen. Because,
mm.
amen, you know, in the world, hallelujah, when some money coming, amen, you don't tell that many people, praise God, because the more people you tell, the more they're going to have to pass out and the less you're going to get.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. We could be trying
mm.
to harder this blessing. Hallelujah.
Praise
wow. God. And y'all think we playing. You think,
mm.
oh, Lord, you think we playing. Glory to God. You think it's a game.
No.
Hallelujah. When the Lord say this, hallelujah, he said, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Better
but he's going to also say
you.
This
hallelujah.
Like he told Thomas. He said, like I told Thomas, hallelujah, when you see, you're going to believe. But I'm going to bless these up because they believed when they didn't see. Oh, you ain't hear what I just said. I'm going to bless y'all because y'all believed when you didn't see. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God on tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have entered into the hearts of men. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah
mm.
on tonight. We thank God. So we want you to get in on this. We want you to call in, tune in, let us pray with you, touch and agree with you. Hallelujah, amen. If you call with a prayer request, I guarantee you, you're going to call back with a testimony. Hallelujah, praise God. This thing here is like Lay's chips. You can't have just one. One time ain't going to do you.
Mm.
Praise God, hallelujah. You're going to have to fix the bag. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going to leave it alone tonight. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. We thank God
amen.
For the word on tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back into the hands of the man of God, and he can go ahead and pray us out tonight with his final announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, Apostle Curry. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Amen. That word was for me, man of God. I take that wholeheartedly about the rest, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. I thank God, amen,
amen,
for everything tonight. I bless the name of the Lord tonight, amen. Get your seed in the ground, sow, and let me tell you, God is releasing, he releasing, and I heard the Lord say that somebody else sediment money is getting ready to be released too. Glory to God, real soon. Glory to God. So I give God praise and honor for that. Amen. And there's no more questions. We'll just go into prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now understands. Thank you for your word tonight. Deliver us from evil. Thank you, Lord God. And our walk and talk is going to be way more sweeter, Lord, now that we understand that we've been delivered. from the spirit of evil. We thank you, Lord, that the tempter cannot tempt us when we realize that we've been delivered from the spirit of evil. We thank you, Father, for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. What I say unto one.
What I say unto one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And there ain't nothing, nothing, nothing you can do about it. Somebody give God a shout if you meant those words right there. Glory God. Somebody give God a shout. How about Sandy Dio Santo?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah.
DMJ!
We got it, we got it. Yeah, yeah. First.
Jehovah Jireh, you've been my provider, and you're my rider. You've been with me.
Lop a knife on me. Don't know where I would be. Don't know who I would be. Yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. Yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Man, it gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
They're trying to rise up, got terrorist disguise.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright.
We
gon' be alright. Let's go. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble to stay.
Show me the appearance of people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the dark.
Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know after the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all this from together,
we gon' be alright.
Come get from me, I tell you what,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Receiving me words that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hands up.
We gon' be alright.
Hallelujah. Just give him worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Oh, no.
He got everything under control. To tell one who did.
We gon' be alright.
Oh,
we gon' be alright.
Oh,
we
good
be
God.
No! head up to the sky and say, help me to